Hello and welcome to the final Disconnected Gamers podcast of 2014. This is episode 7. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me as always,
I am Mike.
Yeah, my boy Mike. Yeah, so, it's weird. We're coming to an end of one chapter and we're moving to the next. 2014 to 2015.
Yep.
War of the Robots. Computers taking over Skynet.
Oh, jeez.
I honestly,
apocalyptic.
Yeah, issues. Well, you know, I know somebody's probably like in a bunker right. They're already like stocking up in their bunker right now waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the paranoid part of me is like, you know, the New Year's thing is always like the big thing. You know, you got tons of people in big places, but like I'm not going into Boston. If I lived in New York, I would not go near Times Square.
Most
of the people I know that actually live in the city, they leave for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's not worth it. You can't, if you needed to go somewhere, you can't. Because it's like most of the roads are blocked, so you don't leave. You're not going to leave to go somewhere. So like you have to get all your food and your booze and whatever you're going to do, you got to get it like yesterday. And then basically today you just chill out.
Pretty much.
Because it's just like most, unless you want to walk somewhere, because it's, you could, but even then they're like, the closer you get to Times Square, like the more packed and congested, and so they're just like, nope,
it's not worth it. Too much.
Yeah, like, and I totally agree. I'm not that person who wants to be in the big crowds and all that stuff. Like, meh. It's a day. Yeah, it's 2015, but whatever.
Right.
I just don't care. But we have not done a podcast since the beginning of December, so there's a bit of ground to cover. A bit of ground to cover. So I will start on this just because I feel like we'll probably spend a lot of time. I'm on IGN.com, and I'm looking at their best of the year. And they haven't picked anything. It's just the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and I will list their best. This is for best overall game, right? They've got 12 nominees. Child of Light, Shovel Knight, Hearthstone, Dragon Age Inquisition, Shadow of Mordor, Super Smash Bros. Wii U, Transistor, South Park Stick of Truth, Sunset Overdrive, and Bayonetta 2. Interesting list.
Yeah.
Not what I was expecting. Right? Not what I was expecting.
Right. Not a lot of those I haven't even played.
Yeah, like, I've played Hearthstone.
I know of them, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, like, I've played Hearthstone. I've watched a lot of people play Stick of Truth. I've watched you guys play Shadow and Mordor. I played it at PAX. Mm-hmm. Same thing, Dragon Age Inquisition. I've seen a lot of it. I played Shovel Knight at PAX.
That looked fun, yeah.
A little bit of Transistor. Bayonetta 2 and obviously Super Smash Bros. I don't have a Wii, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've played the.
I'm kind of surprised, though. Like, I don't think there's a single game on this list that is a PlayStation exclusive, but Bayonetta 2 is Wii U only, right?
Mm hmm. Yep.
And then Smash Bros. Obviously is Wii only. And Sunset Overdrive is Xbox only.
Correct.
Like more Shadow Mordor, Dragon Age. I think Child of Light's a cross-platform.
Yeah, because
Stick of Truth definitely is.
Beaten.
I will say this: interesting list for the overall best game of the year.
True.
I guess at the same time, like, I don't know what I would have put in there. Like, I am a little bit surprised, even just because, like, Halo isn't there, because I think it's more the fanboy in me that's saying, like, I'm surprised the Halo Master Chief Collection isn't considered, like, isn't just a BS nominee. Because there's so many, there would be equally as many people playing Halo in general.
Mm-hmm.
As like some of these other games, like I'm not saying Hearthstone is huge. I get it. Hearthstone is huge, and honestly, that's
right.
If I had to pick from these ones, I'd probably pick Hearthstone. You know, it caters to probably the biggest audience of all of these games. It's on Android now. I have it on Steam.
Right.
it's, you know, or not on Steam because it's they have their own client. But like, I have it on my tablet. I have it on my computer. You know,
mm-hmm. You can pretty much play it as you go.
Yeah,
it's not just a sit at home type thing.
And now it's on Android. I mean, but like at the same time, like Super Smash Bros. Wii U, I would think has probably the smallest audience of all of these games, because it's a Wii U only thing. But it is a huge competitive scene.
Well, I mean, there's the Wii U one and the 3DS one, but...
Well, it says Super Smash Bros. Wii U, well, so no, I'm assuming... Yeah. At least... What happens if I click this?
You think they would have added the Wii U / 3DS.
Mm. No, it looks like they're only...
Just Wii U, yeah.
Yeah, just Wii U. Dude, I don't like their website. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that Shadow of Mordor made it on the list, because I think that is definitely a good candidate.
It's definitely a sleeper hit.
Yeah. Sunset Overdrive, I'm kind of surprised, because I feel like nobody really... Like, people said it was really good, but I didn't think it was, like...
No one's still raving about it.
It's like, it was, like, awesome, and it came out, and they did the white Xbox One bundle, mm-hmm. and then, like, that was it.
Yeah, I've actually never heard anyone... talk about it, really.
Yeah. Like, Stick of Truth, I know a lot of people really, really liked.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
That I did play.
And, like, Dragon Age Inquisition, a lot of people have been waiting for that, and now it's out, and it's...
Dragon Age is good, yeah.
It's like, but Dragon Age... Like, see, that's the thing, like, when you look at, like, these games, right? Like, I didn't play Child of Light, even though, like, a lot of people said I should, and mm-hmm. and I've heard it's really good, and it's, you know, it's I think Child of Light is more a story game, right? Like, there's a big story to it.
And yeah, it's an RPG.
You know, Shovel Knight is totally nostalgia, right? It's that 8-bit. But it's a story with a lot of characters, and there's a lot of stuff to do. And then you've got Hearthstone, which is totally a PvP-type situation where you're playing a card game based on an existing game they built, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got Dragon Age Inquisition, which is totally a heavy-handed, like, one single-player... I know it has the multiplayer, but you've got this single-handedly one-player game that you just put a bazillion hours into. Kind of like Shadow of Mordor. It's
well, one... it still has a story, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, that's the... When you look at the game, it's, you know, it's a game that you're putting a ton of hours in to get to the story, right? You know, it's not like you're beating it in one sitting.
I mean, you could... in one sitting, but
right, but it,
that's you skip a lot of stuff,
though. Right, you're taking portions away of the game to get the full experience. It's mm-hmm. you gotta dedicate some time. Same thing mm-hmm. with Shadow of Mordor. There's a ton of stuff you can do,
right?
Even though I know you can CJ fly right platinumed it in like 2 days.
Yeah, you can fly right through it.
Super Smash Brothers, obviously, that's like totally a couch game, but I mean, it uses the online component too. So it's just kind of weird looking at it, like, you've got such a wide span of games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would pick Hearthstone. If I had to pick how many games is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 of them. If I had to pick, like, two, I'd probably say, like, Hearthstone or Shadow of Mordor. Maybe Dragon Age.
Dragon Age, yeah, those three.
Because, like, I think those are the games that would, I don't know, pure volume, Hearthstone probably has to have the biggest audience.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know, that's an interesting list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, if I had to pick up, whatever, we'll move on. This best PS3 game is the next category we've got. Let's see. Best PS3 game. You've got Far Cry 4, Call of Duty mm-hmm. Jump Higher, Walking Dead Season 2, The Wolf Among Us. I assume it must be the entirety of The Wolf Among Us, because it doesn't say, like, Season 1 or whatever. Dark Souls 2, The Stick of Truth again, Child of Light again, Wolfenstein, Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, and Tales of Zillia 2.
See, that's a good list.
A good list.
I can get with this list.
I'm Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, honestly.
Especially the last two, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I obviously haven't beat Zillia 1, but...
Right, I'm like towards the end of Zillia 1, but it's... JF's played Tales of Zillia 2. He was working on that. I think he may have already platinumed it.
Knowing him, yeah.
Yeah, Tales of Xillia 2 would definitely be up my alley, and same with Persona 4. I mean, I reviewed Persona 4 on Radio PlayStation. It's up there. That's a good game.
It's a good game.
Like,
yeah.
I flew through it so I could do the review, but like, it was still really, really good. You know, like it's right. Obviously it doesn't have. It's not as expansive as like Persona 4 Golden because it's more the fighting side
it's a fighting
of
game,
yeah, yeah. It's more the fighting game rather than the JRPG. Mm-hmm. But the story was still pretty good. I liked it. Liked it a lot. Obviously, I could see Wolf Among Us being a contender. I don't see Far Cry 4 winning best PS3 game of the year, though. If it would win on a console, I would think it would win on Xbox One or PS4. I don't think it would win on PS3.
Right.
Obviously, Call of Duty's like Halo. It's just, it's like pure volume of sales. You know, so many people play the game. And issue with the beginning of the game with the, you know, press X to mourn and all that.
Yeah.
You know, all that, just kind of the weird story. But, I have it on Xbox One. The multiplayer is solid.
Right.
You cannot argue that the Call of Duty multiplayer system is not, like, near damn perfect.
Right. Still pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you deal with all the people, but the game itself is solid. So, I don't... Wolfenstein, I didn't play, but I
did or die. Yeah. Heard good things though.
Right, I heard good things. And Child of Light, same deal. It's like I don't know enough about it, but
right. If
it's in the best overall game and best PS3 game, I'm sure it's
worth playing. Then
yeah. I am kind of surprised Persona 4 made it into their list, but that's it is a really good game. So
I'm not surprised. Yeah, it's a good game. I'm sure Golden's in their Vita collection.
Mm. All right,
and
so...
if it's not, that's surprising. Oh yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, all
right. Oh, no, it's not, actually. Wow, that's weird.
All right, well, then we'll go to PS4.
They didn't rank Golden.
Because I definitely would go with Persona 4 on that. All right, best PS4 game. Transistor and Child of Light, Shadow and Mordor, Dragon Age Inquisition, again. Velocity 2X, Wolf Among Us, Infamous Second Son, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Mercenary Kings, and Far Cry 4.
Not a bad list. I haven't played Transistor... Shot Light, but everything else besides a little bit of Wolf Among Us played all of it.
See, my thing is Velocity 2X and Mercenary Kings, I feel like, are odd choices for nominees for Game of the Year. Like, in my opinion, I'm singling them out because they're more indie games, you know, they're more smaller. Not that they may not be indie teams, but as far as I recall, I think they're both indie. Never Alone, I would have put in that list. Totally would have put Never Alone in that list. Solely for the experience and the story. Definitely.
Right.
Gameplay was a bit rough. But they patched it, so it was better. And it's, like, whatever. So many games have had to be patched. I'm not gonna knock points
off
of it.
Yeah.
Infamous Second Son, totally. Yeah.
Great.
Definitely. You know, for even if they paired that with the First Light DLC, absolutely. I'd be okay with that. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, same deal. It's just because they probably sold a bazillion of them.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got to think, everyone who plays those games is just going to obviously nominate that game because they think that was the best game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not be the only game they played.
Right.
A little bit cheap. And Far Cry 4, yeah, I would put Far Cry 4 on the PS4 or the Xbox One. I would not call it a game of the year for a pre-next-gen console.
Right.
Because no matter what, the experience will be intrinsically better because of the graphics and the power that those consoles provide over, like, PS3.
You want the
and
better experience than
yeah.
the...
It's no different
somewhat.
Than, like, Tealu Remastered made it so I never want to play it on the PS3 again.
Right.
So, it's like, there you go.
Yeah.
I am kind of surprised that Velocity 2X and Mercenary Kings are there, but Mercenary Kings was fun. It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't have a problem with that. I just think it's kind of strange. But again, if these nominees are based on people's input, then awesome. If they're based on the IGN staff, you know, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little telling about where they stand with games, because there are certain games that you don't see, but...
Mm-hmm.
All right, best Vita game, Velocity 2X, Child of Light, Luftrausers, Daganropa, Danganronpa 2,
yep.
Freedom Wars, Rogue Legacy,
just good
and Hohokam.
That was a weird one, but it was a good one too.
Yeah, Hohokam's totally weird. I still don't get it, but...
Yeah, but I still played it a little bit.
Mm. And okay. Rogue Legacy, totally. If I was going to pick one of these, I would pick between Rogue Legacy and Freedom Wars.
Still haven't played Freedom Wars yet, but yeah, I would go with Rogue. Freedom Wars are...
Because, like, Rogue just has so much stuff. You know?
It's also ridiculously hard.
Right, that too. Like, it brings you back to old school platforming. And it's cool because, you know, every time you die, you have to pick the next character, you know, the next heir to the throne. And I think that's a really cool idea because that's a thing that games don't do enough, right?
Right.
Games allow you to have this mentality that if you die, it's like, whatever, I'll just respawn as the same character. But in, like, Rogue Legacy, when you die, your heir doesn't necessarily have the same, you know, abilities that your previous character did.
Right, yeah,
a good or a bad, you know, it's good or bad, but it changes the dynamic of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is pretty cool. Fair enough.
Interesting list.
Yeah. Best Wii U game. Well, I don't have a Wii U, so this is just going to be based on options. Super Smash Bros. Wii U, Bayonetta 2, Mario Kart 8, Child of Light, Shovel Knight, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, and Captain Toad.
Child of Light's going to win something.
Child of Light has to obviously be winning something because it's in every friggin' category.
If it's in, like, a majority list, that means I guess I might have to check it out then.
Right.
Same with Shovel Knight.
Oh, Shovel Knight's totally good. Is it on PS4 yet? I think it's coming to PS4, and
but I know it's on Vita.
Yeah, it's on the Vita.
It is.
I don't know. Mario Kart 8 was pretty big. But it's like, you know, it's one of those games that comes out every few years, so whatever. Mm-hmm. I did hear, though, the Captain Toad game is really, really good.
Right, yeah.
I heard a lot of good things about that, so.
Based off a mini game in one of the other Marios, I think.
So I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is Bayonetta 2 or Super Smash Bros. Will win.
Right.
For Wii U, in that category. That would be my guess. Best 3DS game. Shovel Knight, Mario Golf World Tour, Pirate's Curse, Super Smash Bros. 3DS.
There you go.
Bravely Default, Persona Q.
Yep.
Fantasy Life, and Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Just beat that today. Or Omega Ruby. Just beat that today.
Nice. How is it? Is it good?
It's amazing. The thing I like is they added like a little extra episode at the end, so you're typically not done with the game after you beat it. There's more stuff to do.
You mean you're not done? Is it the same deal as like every other Pokemon game? You're the new Pokemon.
No, it's not. No. They add an actual extra story to play.
No, but I mean, is the main story still that you're trying to get all the gym badges?
Get all the gym badges. Yeah. Stop this team from destroying
that.
Team
Rocket. Is it even Team Rocket anymore?
No, it's Team Magma and Team Aqua or something like that. Depending on which version you have. Mm. Yeah. And obviously different Pokemon choices still and all that nonsense.
What are your starters?
Torchic, Mudkip, and I forgot the other one.
Mm.
Treecko, I think.
Yeah, I'm so out of touch on Pokemon. Yeah, The problem is for me, like, I don't need to buy the new ones. All I do is, because I don't play it so often, but when I do play it, I play it a lot. I just delete the file I have on my DS, and I just start over. Because I never beat it. I never actually beat, like, whatever I have, Diamond or Platinum, I don't even know. I just, because I play it forever, and then I don't play, it's like me and Metal Gear Solid, right? I'll play it, like, for the 2 weeks straight, and I'll get really far into it, and then I won't touch it for a long time, and then when I finally go back to it, I have no idea what the hell I've done. I have no idea where I've been. I can't remember if I found all these hidden items.
Right.
So it's like...
Well, the good thing about that is you just call the codec and they're like, hey, go kill that guy. It's like, okay, cool. I'll do it.
Right.
Whereas Pokemon, it's like, shit, what badge do I have? Don't have that one. Can't get to that gym. Well, how do I do it?
Who am I supposed to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
What bike was I... You know, was I supposed to go buy a bike or whatever?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I remember one of the times I went, you know how there's, like, the Pokemon nurseries, and you can, like, drop a Pokemon off, and they'll level it up for you, and then you come back, and you pay a butt ton of money? Yeah, I did that once. I did that once, and I completely forgot about it, and when I finally went back, like, the Pokemon was, like, level 50, and I owed them, like, all my money.
Oh, shit.
Because I just left, like, I left it the entire game. Like, I had, like, you know, five badges and whatever, and I was like, ooh. Because I went back, I was like, what's this place all about? And they were like, we've got your Pokemon ready for you. And I was like, oh, boy.
Right.
I just left it. I was like, nope. I don't want my Pokemon back. Keep leveling them up.
Right. Come back. It's level 100. Here's a million Pokédollars.
Right. So I was just like, whatever. I'm not selling everything I have to pay for that.
Right.
I know for 3DS that Greg Miller really liked Mario Golf World Tour. He used to have his daily golf outings.
Golf? Yeah, the Mario Golf game series is always fucking legit. Been awesome. I remember it on, like, 64, I think.
Yeah. Dude, the golf for the original Wii, that game was my jam. In, like, Wii Sports or whatever.
Right.
I remember having a lot of fun with that.
Still have that, yeah, countless small little parties of everyone just taking turns and, you know, hitting home runs and team tennis and all that.
Oh, nonsense. Exactly. Yeah. The tennis game and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'll say that with Wii. Say what you want, but just that game alone was still
worth it. Yeah, it's totally worth the price of admission.
You just throw that on and
then, like, throw that on. And then if you need to switch games, Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Party, though, I feel like is not so good anymore. Like, I think it was great on N64 and, like, GameCube, but I think after the Wii one, it was like, there was so much stuff. I remember playing games with my friends, and we just got so bored with it, we were like, never mind.
Wait, yeah. Well, plus it ruined the old one, yeah. Well, I mean, still even today, it's a game that ruins friendships.
Yeah, it's like Monopoly.
Oh.
Yes, I guess if I was gonna pick 3DS, I'd give it to
Mario, Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't play Persona Q. I read a lot about it, so I'm sure it's really good, but...
Yeah, that...
Actually,
besides two of the games, everything on the list is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Because I've never played that Pirates game or Fantasy Life, but all the other ones sound pretty solid.
Right. Alright, so we'll move to Best Xbox 360 game. And it's pretty much the same as, like, the PS3 list. Far Cry
4, only two different,
Advanced
two
Warfare, different Walking Dead Season 2, Wolf Among Us, Dark Souls 2, Stick of Truth, Child of Light, Titanfall, and Wolfenstein. Which is weird. Is Titanfall on the Xbox One list? Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, okay.
I'd imagine.
I just went to look.
So, obviously, Child of Light has to win something.
Right.
Same with Far Cry and Call of Duty.
Yeah, like, and Stick of Truth has been on all of them. Again, I mean, it's you know, from what everyone I know that has told me about these games that they've played, like, obviously these are all solid games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously if you want to fucking blow your brains out, play Dark Souls 2.
Oh,
stupid,
God, yeah.
Stupid difficult.
It's coming out for PS4.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it.
I probably will, because I hate myself.
Right. alright, so whatever, we're not even going to talk about it. Best Xbox One game, Sunset Overdrive, Dragon Age Inquisition, Shadow of Mordor, Forza Horizon 2, Child of Light, Titanfall, Far Cry 4, Wolf Among Us, Wolfenstein's, and The Calls of Duty Jump Higher.
Newest game is Forza, everything else is pretty much covered.
Right, yeah, Forza Horizon would be the only one new. And same deal, it was like Forza Horizon was like the Drive Club killer because Drive Club couldn't get its feet off the ground.
Weird. Forza has everything I want in a racing game.
Yeah. Although it's weird, they're actually bringing some American cars to Drive Club. The newest, one of the newer packs that they're, I guess, isn't going to be free. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a Corvette Stingray and some other stuff. And, like, a Japanese car, too.
Nice.
Just, like, straight-up muscle... straight-up, like, powerhouse cars, basically. Whatever. I don't think you really can go wrong with any of these games. The only problem I have... The only thing I have with Titanfall is it's the mag of next-gen. You know, it came out came out at the launch of the console to show off what the console can do for multiplayer-only games. Yep. But at some point, either nobody's going to be playing it, or the servers are going to get shut down, and it's going to be useless. But for what it's worth, I mean, they kept MAG on forever. The MAG servers were live for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm sure there's a way that people have their own servers going to still play it.
I'm sure somebody's either figured it out or wants to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. In Japan, they did that with the Resident Evil online game. They had paid for their own servers to use. Yeah. They paid for their own servers. Yeah, Outbreak 1 and 2, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll do that with Titanfall and someone with MAG. Pay for their own servers and hack your console. I don't know. Some way to get it to work. I don't know.
Right.
Not that hacking is the way to go, but...
Oh, speaking of hacking, not that it's hacking, but DDoSing. Did you see the Lizard Squad thing? They use this apparently as a marketing ploy. So now they're offering DDoS services. So you can pay $5 for a 100-second DDoS of a site, or like, you know, $150 or something for like an 8-hour DDoS assault on a company. Mind you, DDoSing is illegal. So yeah. I don't even understand basic, and I guess two of the kids from Lizard Squad did it. I read an article, and the article had said that two of the Lizard Squad people like did interviews and identified themselves. So I don't even understand why like the feds or you know whoever I guess is the authority for enforcing like internet activity, which I suppose might be the FTC or something. Like I don't know why they haven't just gone and arrested these kids. You admitted to taking down PlayStation Network and Xbox.
And now you're offering services.
And, like, why wouldn't you just get arrested because you just admitted to doing that?
Right, yeah, I agree.
It's like you admitted to a crime. Like, so I really do hope that they get arrested, and I kind of hope that the DDoS thing is a giant joke because there's no... You know, they don't want to... Oh, they don't want to be paid. They only want to accept payment in Bitcoin because that's the only thing that can't be tracked.
Ah, well, that's... Okay. I see.
And then, or I guess it's really difficult to track. They're going to eventually offer PayPal. Again, this is like, I read the article earlier today. I don't remember exactly. It was something that somebody retweeted on Twitter. I'd have to go look it up. But.
It's insane.
It's insane, right? It's so stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
Stupid lizards. So, yeah, best PC game is pretty much...
Everything covered.
Yeah, everything covered. Dragon Age, Shadowlight, Transistor, Divinity, Original Sin.
Divinity and Ethan Carter, yeah. And
whatever Ethan Carter is. Yeah, otherwise it's Shadow of Mordor, Wolf Among Us, Hearthstone, Dark Souls 2, and Stick of Truth.
If obviously, Dark Souls, a lot of these games are going to win.
If Dark Souls 2 was going to win, it would win on PC.
PC, yeah. Yep.
Hearthstone, my guess is, would win on PC or PC would win or overall.
Oh, yeah, or mobile, yeah.
Oh, that's right, there's mobile. So...
PC yeah. overall, mobile, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty standard list, I'd say.
Yeah, it's... I don't even...
Not too surprised what's on it.
Yeah. Oh, here's best mobile game. Okay, best mobile game.
Oh, there it is.
Hitman Go, Hearthstone, no surprise there. Monument Valley, Vainglory, Threes, 80 Days, Kingdom Rush Origins, and Framed.
Huh.
The only games on this list I even know what they are Threes, Hearthstone, and I assume Hitman Go is a mobile version of Hitman.
Mobile version of Hitman, yeah. Mobile, or yeah, Hitman, Hearthstone, that's it. That's all I know. Everything
yeah, so
else.
Like, no I know idea. I know a butt ton of people mention Threes and tweet about it all the time, so I suppose that would probably win.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't play enough. I don't really do a lot of the mobile gaming. I do play Hearthstone on my tablet for fun, you know, when I'm bored.
Right.
I'm not very good at it. I think I've maybe won, like, 5 games. But I did, you know, it took me a while to kind of understand a bit of how to, like, get better at it. Like, so, because you constantly get decks of, well, you don't constantly get them, but you get decks of cards from, like, earning points from playing or whatever. And then you can go and create your own deck. So you create your own deck of cards, so obviously, like, you pick... you know, whatever cards you want to be in the deck, and, like, you can only put, like, some, you know, X amount of each type of card in your deck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, then, like, at one point I started to understand, like, building a deck for Hearthstone and, like, you know, depending on, I guess, what type of game you were going to play, or maybe if there's some way you can kind of determine who you're playing, like, maybe if you're playing against friends and you knew, like, what kind of decks they used, like, you could build a deck that counters that, I suppose, maybe? I don't really have a solid answer for that, but, like, it, you know, I got a little bit better. I started to at least compete a little bit. You know, I had a chance. I didn't get completely spanked.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game to play. Like, the animations are really cool, and just the whole way you get to choose your cards, and the whole system is really, really nice. I like it.
Nice.
I do think it's cool. I don't think I would ever get, like, heavy into it.
Super into it, yeah.
Because I just like shooters, you know? I just like first-person shooters or third-person shooters, you know? I just like games like that. Like, if it's like TV. If it's not, like, a cop show or lawyers with cops, mm-hmm. pretty much doesn't hold my attention very well.
Right.
But, like, in the same vein, I do like shows that have some sophistication. That's why, like, I like Burn Notice a lot. I've always liked Burn Notice. I mean, it's off
the air. I think you're the only one that likes Burn Notice.
Well, it had seven seasons. Like, just, you know, because he's Michael Weston's character is, or Jeffrey Donovan's character as Michael Weston, like, he's outsmarting all these people, you know, like, as a former Burn spy, and, you know, so much of it is pretty unrealistic, but it's totally cool, you know? It's still kind of fun. But, like, White Collar, I really like White Collar. You know, the
bank robber.
Well, he's a bank. He forged bonds, and
yeah.
But he helps the FBI guy solve all these crimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white collar crimes, basically. That's a really good show. But same thing. It's because he's at, you know, it's all about the smarts, and you know, the show is kind of giving you enough information for you to be like, I wonder how they're going to get out of this one, and then, like, they do, and you're like, oh, that's not even close to what I was thinking.
Right. Like, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't really watch that much TV, though, but I did, I really, Burn Notice is probably one of my favorite TV shows. And White Collar I really like a lot, too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to, that'll be my next thing on Netflix, to start from the beginning and watch all the way through. Or at least all the way of what's on Netflix.
Right, yeah.
That's the bottom of the list. There's nothing after Best Mobile Game.
Yep.
Dang. Well, that's a pretty decent selection of games. I will say I'm kind of surprised. I'm going to go back up to wherever, excuse me, PS4 was. I am a little surprised that Little Big Planet isn't on the list.
Even on PS3.
Yeah, not even on PS3. And it's not because I think that it should be one of the best games of the year, but I think that
still a candidate.
Yeah, I would think that it's a pretty good candidate for what it did for the industry in terms of that type of game.
Mm-hmm. And how large the community is.
Right. So I am a little surprised to not see Little Big Planet 3. I'm on the fence about Drive Club, because I think the graphics of Drive Club and what the game does, especially now with the weather. Right, that's the thing. It doesn't save the game that took forever to launch, you know? Because ultimately, it really should have been a best of game for last year.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be out last year, so it should have been a best of game last year. So, you know, I guess in that vein, yeah, it probably isn't going to get saved. It probably, you know, it'll go down in history as the racing game that wasn't, you know? The little engine that could. It's better. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's better, but it's still, like, still annoying. Because when stuff doesn't work in the game, I'm like, ah, it's not fixed yet.
Right.
Like, way to go, guys. And I, you know, I don't want to pick on them, but I will.
Yeah.
So that part's tough. But, yeah, I'm a little surprised. I'm trying to think what other games would have been or should have been. Even like Destiny not making the list at all on any console is kind of surprising. I'm a little surprised, in the same way that I'm surprised the Halo Master Chief Collection isn't on it. Because for what it's worth, Destiny had minor issues at launch. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's plaguing Destiny now is the constant changes in the stupid upgrading system. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I also don't like that the weekly heroic and the Nightfall keep rolling in as DLC, forcing you to either not be able to play those portions of the game, which is a ton of experience you lose the ability to earn,
mm-hmm.
plus the bonus experience once you complete them, unless you buy the expansions. I think that's a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little cheap. But I am kind of shocked to not see it on the list at all.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
You know, it didn't have a good story. It really doesn't. It doesn't have a good story, but it does have replayability. You know, I wouldn't mm-hmm. keep playing the game if it didn't have replayability, you know.
Right.
The raids are fun. It's a good team thing. It's, you know, you get your friends together, you do the raid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the multiplayer is good. I'm not going to say that the multiplayer is bad. It's not right. for me.
Same. Agreed.
You know, it's just like that. You know, it's the same. It's the difference between like Halo and Destiny is like Halo, I like the multiplayer mm-hmm. and I like the campaign. I think the story in Halo is super solid. It's super right. good. You know, you've got a wide range of characters that you get attached to and then either lose or, you know, they just don't exist in the next games, but pretty much they all die. And it had spin-offs that were pretty good. ODST was pretty good. I think Reach was better than ODST, but...
Right.
You know, and allegedly I'm going to now get Reach... as part of, or ODST as part of the Master Chief Collection because of
the campaign, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the campaign.
Which is cool. I'll take it.
Right.
Another free game I don't have to play. Or again, another free game I don't have to pay for.
Yeah. So I wonder if they're just going to eventually just add the Reach campaign then.
Maybe. My guess is they'll have to work it out with Master Chief. Yeah, they have to work it out with Bungie anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously that's true. It doesn't technically pertain to the Master Chief
story, yeah.
But obviously if they're gonna give you ODST for free, they must have been planning to do them remastered on Xbox One anyways,
right?
Trying to think what else was. I really liked Infamous First Light. I thought the First Light DLC was really, really good. Yeah. But I mean, IGN has Second Son on their list. There was another website that in their top 25 games of the year, and it was in, you know, it was a 25 games you should play, or 25 games of 2014. It was in no particular order. They right. had the First Light DLC.
Right.
You know,
well, I could see why First Light's not on there, because it's not the main game itself. It's just side story.
Right, but, you know, you could argue that, you know, First Light DLC probably is a more story-driven game than, like, Mercenary Kings.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
But my guess is they probably did Second Son, and then they're assuming maybe you'll go and look at First Light DLC, or they're not going to put both. So my guess is they decided they'd just go with Second Son.
Right, yeah. Make it easier.
Right, and, like, obviously, like, you know, I'm trying to think back, and I'm thinking about all these games, and I'm like, well, Killzone didn't come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did Grounds, or did Ground Zeroes come out this year? No, or was that technically last year?
Ground Zeroes was last year, I thought.
Yeah.
Or maybe early this year, I don't remember.
Was it early this year? I don't know. I'm trying to, like, that's the thing, like, and that's, you know, that's kind of a bummer, because, like, I'm trying to think of all these games that came out, like, Grand Theft Auto V, it's a remaster, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But I am a little bit, you know, now that we bring up Grand Theft Auto V, it wasn't on the PS3 list.
Well, that was last year, though.
Oh, was it last year? Oh, okay, that's right, yeah. That's right.
Oh, last year. Yeah. If they would have, yeah, then they would have
had to be on the PS4,
yeah. For this year, yeah. But they obviously...
probably wouldn't do that, because didn't you know, they're win not that, a game yeah. of the year last year, I think?
Probably.
Hmm.
Or close to, yeah. There's no point to give a game of a year, you know, to a game that's in that caliber.
Right. I mean, and then obviously there's, like, the sport, you know, the sports games. Which is kind of, it's weird. I feel like sports games get kind of shafted for games of the year because they, you know, they get better every year.
Right.
You know, the graphics,
but it's like,
are better, but it's the
same
old
song. In that sense, it's like Call
of
Duty, where it's, you know, how many times do you want to play this game, but with new teams?
Right. Like, but for whatever reason, Call of Duty makes it on the list every year, but like NBA 2K14 or 2K15 or NHL,
yeah,
Madden.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I just wonder how some of these lists even work, or, you know.
That's why I was wondering if
how
it's,
they
actually
how they actually rate it.
Yeah, is it IGN staff that submitted the games and they picked the ones with the most votes, or was this... Because, like, you can, on the best overall game, you can put your own thing in, but, like, these ones are all listed based off of this.
Yeah. So, no Game Informer, they do that with their staff. Like, this is what we thought was, you know, Game of the Year, and this is why.
I'm now looking at the comments for the PS4. They're all complaining about the design of the layout and the page, but they're not talking about the actual game list. Dragon Age Inquisition,
yeah.
Game of the Year. Winner, Last of Us Remastered.
Oh, so there are some saying that...
If we exclude remastered games, winner is Infamous Second Son.
Mm.
I like this. It's the best game that has been released this decade and arguably of all time. And then the comment below is, I can understand subjective opinions, but that was not subjective and I would have to completely disagree. Not disagree. Classy. I'm glad you quoted the kid's comment to then, like, make him look dumb and then...
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the internet. Oh, man.
Gave it to Infamous... Second Son is very good, but I actually think First Light is better. Cannot vote on Assassin's Creed Unity. Yeah, that's the thing. It's that no Assassin's Creed.
Because
Assassin's
of how...
Assassin's Creed Unity had, problems, yeah.
Yeah, how broken it was to everybody. I mean, it's fine now, but it's too late now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I think there's a few games they could have changed, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But.
ISS is greater than SSO. I don't know what that... What is S... ISS has got to be Infamous Second Son, but I don't know what SSO is. Crappy COD, Assassins, Advanced Foe, Halo, Titanfall. And racing games, seriously? I don't even... This person's comment means nothing. I like how their name on IGN is Camping with a Shotgun.
That's...
I like it. It's classy. I know what type of game player he is.
Right.
Everybody's complaining about the website and the way that it's loading, but I don't see the problem. It loads fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that remastered games should count. And that's true. That's a valid point. A remastered game may or may not count.
Right,
because it is
more
it's
so
the
same,
game right over. Like, The Last of Us Remastered, you just got
prettier.
The DLC. Yeah, and Grand Theft Auto 5, it's just pretty.
Yeah, it's just pretty.
Wolf Among Us, Shadow of Mordor, though I played it for PC. But that doesn't... I wouldn't be able to say that a game was the best game for PS4 if I didn't play it on the PS4, right? Like, I wouldn't be able to, because it might not be the same experience on a PS4.
Right. Well, yeah, because on PC you could, you know, you can straight up mod everything.
Right. By far the most disappointing lineup of games in 2014. Not really a strong lineup, probably like three of those titles. Besides, remastered PS3 titles don't count as new games to me. No Don't Starve or Spelunky. True.
Yeah, true. Those are still two good games.
Yeah, Spelunky's solid. Spelunky would have been my pick for Vita.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, I played a lot of that. Still waiting on Gravity Rush 2.
Oh, God, yeah. Isn't that already out in Japan or something like that, I thought?
Maybe. No Destiny? IGN sucks. Okay, dude. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Was there no Zelda out this year?
Yeah, Between Two Worlds, I thought, was out this year. Yeah, because I got my 3DS.
For 3DS. Okay, so that didn't even make the list. Because somebody commented and said Zelda, and I was like, interesting, that's right. There's no Zelda. No Zelda, no Halo, no Master Chief Collection, no Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I mean, Ubisoft really did well this year. If I had to pick one developer, because Child of Light is Ubisoft.
Right.
So they had Child of Light, they've got Far Cry, Assassin's Creed. They did pretty good. But, yeah, it's just a tough list.
Pretty tough, yeah, because...
Like, in Rogue Legacy was on PS4 as well, right?
Yeah, because I think it's cross-buy too.
It's like, and so Hohokam definitely was, because it's just like, I mean, but I totally get that, like putting games on the Vita for even if they're cross-buy, because like Sound Shapes, in my opinion, so much better on the Vita.
Yeah.
Wait, and Spelunky I think is better on the Vita. It's easier to manage for me at least. And maybe it's because my TV's too big. It's like first world problem, but like it seems easier to kind of navigate your way through. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm garbage at Spelunky. It doesn't matter, but
yeah, it's pretty fun.
I love it. I love it. I think it's tons of fun. I just can't get very far.
Yeah. Then I kind of wish they would have co-op on it, but
true. Well, they have the multiplayer.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The like little battle mode thing.
The PvP, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting list. And it's not no particular reason that I went to IGN. It was just kind of easy to go to.
Right. Yeah, because I wouldn't know what to say the best of is with all the, because there's so many issues with a lot of games. So.
Right. It's like Drive Club could have been a fantastic game if it wasn't plagued with issues.
Right. Yeah. Contenders, but nothing I could actually straight up was like, That's good. I'll put it there. Yeah, a lot of contenders.
And it's kind of weird too because it did like looking back, like I'm struggling to think of like amazing games that came out this year.
Right.
But the part and another part of it is like you forget about games that came out at the beginning of the year, right? Like I'm not thinking that far back because any game that would have come out then I'm probably not playing.
Right.
Like, there aren't that many games that I'm playing religiously that many times. And even The Last of Us, like, yeah, I was psyched when Remastered came out. I bought it. I played it. It was awesome. But it's whatever. I would never have put it in my best of the year. Solely because it looks fantastic. The multiplayer is great in 60 frames a second. And it's fun to play. But it doesn't do anything for me that The Last of Us on PS3 already, you know, took care of.
Right, yeah.
It just gives me the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my season pass transferred over, which is a nice gesture.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You know, there were a lot of awesome indie games that I played this year. You know, and that's for sure awesome. But yeah, you know, am I going to call games like Never Alone and Chariot games of the year? No, I'm probably not. Because they don't, you know, they're independent games. So naturally they're going to be smaller games with shorter stories and you know, Never Alone is just a story-driven narrative to begin with. And it's a really nice experience and it's fun and I enjoyed it aside from the, you know, gameplay issues.
Right.
The rest of the game was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of it that was, it kind of went back to the mechanics of the game where, like, you know, there's parts of the game where, like, you have to let the wind blow your character. So you have to, like, jump and, like, you do it and then, like, the wind would keep pushing you and you'd fall off the next platform.
Ooh.
And, like, there was one point where I was playing the game while in a party chat with Sarah, just, like, catching up on life. And she literally, at one point, was like, I think you need to, like, pause the game, because the wind kept blowing me, Pat, like, right over this one platform. It would either blow me right over it, or it would blow me right to the edge, and then I'd just fall off.
Oh,
and, yeah. I was just like, mother... Like, I am so done. And she was like, I think you need to take a break. And I was like, no. I'm like, I took a break, and I came back, and I still, like, couldn't. And then, I finally did get it, and I made it through, and it was fun, and it's, you know, that part of it was frustrating. That wouldn't make me not call it the best game of the year. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's too small a game, mm-hmm. but it does.
It's not wow enough.
I guess. I don't even know that it's not wow enough. I think it's that it didn't do anything that kind of made you say, wow, I've never seen that done in a game before.
Right, yeah.
It made me say, wow, they did this really, really well.
Well, right, yeah.
But it wasn't like they did something new that, like, you know, the way the whole, like, kind of theme of The Last of Us was based on survival and, like, mm-hmm. and being stealthy because you didn't have a choice. Like, it wasn't like you could go find weapons and mm-hmm. kill these enemies. And if you wanted to, you couldn't attack the enemies either. Because, like, you know, if you didn't have shivs, you couldn't attack clickers. So it's like,
right.
It kind of changed the dynamic of how you played these games. And mm-hmm. you couldn't just play it your own way. You kind of had to play it the way the game wanted you to play it. You know, you couldn't necessarily run and gun because you probably wouldn't have had enough bullets.
Ammo, yeah. Right.
So
you have to stick to a specific system that they have you do it as.
Right. And, like, Chariot is super fun, and I love it. I think it's a really fun game.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, same thing. It's a, you know, it's like Sports Friends. It's a mm-hmm. it's a couch co-op game. So
right.
without a second person physically present, there's no present, point. Yeah, I play it solo. I'll play it solo. But, like, there right. are certain sections of maps where I can't go because you need, like, they have little, like, icons for two people. And basically the whole point is there's probably treasure up there that you could get, but you need two people because usually what you have to do is you kind of hoist the chariot up on one part of the platforming section, and then the other person grabs it from another part, and then when you, like, swing it, it gets in range of whatever the mm-hmm. thing is that you're trying to get, and the chariot pulls it like a magnet. It attracts the jewels, but you have to get close enough to do it. But without a second person,
it's really hard to do it
because, like, even as a single player, you have like little power ups. Each character gets, you know, if you're the two characters get to choose, and so, like, one of them is like an anchor, so you could anchor the chariot and then, like, jump your way over to the other side and do it. But in some mm-hmm. cases, it wouldn't matter. You'd need to have the second person because mm-hmm. like it's not like you could just anchor it in one position and then do it. Like, in some cases, the chariot has to move with you a little bit because, like, sometimes you got to swing it to be able to get it in range, and if it's just hanging there, there's no person who's going to potentially move it so that you can get your rope to it from the other mm-hmm. platform. So that's, you know, so that's, that kind of detracts from it the same way that you can't play Sports Friends without friends. You know, share play changes that.
Right.
You know, share, like, that, you know, that in and of itself kind of should be a category in best game of the year 2014, like best feature of a console, best, you know, advancement. Like, I think share play would win as best feature of a console. Being mm-hmm. able to basically, you know, remote in to a person's PS4 and play the game that they have that you don't, or just simply watch it, is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, somebody could say, well, if I want to watch them play the game, I could just make them stream it, because all consoles now, you know, next-gen consoles, you can stream straight from the console.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to play a new game and not get banned on Twitch, or you're reviewing a game with another, you know, for me, I could play the game while you watch, and you could watch, and we both could review the game. Mm-hmm. And then I could, you know, share the controller to you, and then you could play the game and get a feel for it.
Right.
So even in that sense, you know, streaming doesn't necessarily solve all the problems. And it's for the same reason that even with streaming, it's not like I could give a person controller access.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool. It's still a really cool feature.
It's a good cool feature there.
Yeah. I mean, the Xbox One, I think, is very much... It's not intuitive. I don't think it's easy to learn how to use it. I think it definitely helps if you have a Kinect a lot, but I'm not buying one.
That's what the Kinect is for, yeah. So you don't have to... Yeah.
But... But otherwise, I mean, you know, Never Alone was really good. Chariot was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Infamous First Light DLC was really good. I enjoyed that. Transistor looked really good, too. I like Transistor.
Yeah,
it's, just, it's not my game, you know?
Right. Plus, I'm pretty sure it's short anyways, so...
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't like to pick a best game of the year, because honestly, if I was, you know, I pick games logically. The game I played the most this year was probably Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think Destiny is the best game of the year. It's just the game that I play the most.
Right, yeah.
You know, I wanted the best game of the year to be Drive Club. I really did. Mm-hmm. I was super excited for it to come out, and then it didn't. And then it did come out, and it was plagued with issues.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know either. So everything was good, but nothing stood out.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess for me, there's no really, there's no game of the year either.
Hmm. What are you doing? I was going to move off the topic and go back to Earl stuff. What are you doing for the New Year's? Anything?
Probably going to go to a party. Or out to dinner, maybe a drink with...
some friends.
Yeah, with Sam's fiance's parents, and then after that, going to a party.
Nice.
Yep, pretty standard.
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably nothing. Just play video games. Maybe find a crew to do the Crota raid with.
Nice. I'm sure Jimmy will be around.
Yeah, as I say, Jimmy might be around. Maybe Nicole. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I mean, I don't want to do it with randoms, but I'm sure I can find a group of people on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, I never really do anything. It's so much nicer when you're single in these times of year, because, like, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I could be like, I'm not going anywhere, and, like, nobody's going to be upset by it. Like, it's just, meh.
Right.
A couple of my friends went to Barcelona.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't know if they went for New Year's or they just happened to, they're just, like, part of their trip began.
Oh, okay. Because
they left, like, 3 days ago, and they're not coming back now, so they'll be in mm-hmm. Barcelona for New Year's, which is totally awesome.
Right.
But I just thought it was strange. But it's cool. Sounds I mean,
true, yeah.
I'd like to celebrate New Year's in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Just like see how they do it and their customs, their traditions.
Right.
It'd be fun. But no, I'm probably just going to play video games and watch TV.
Yeah. I mean, if I wasn't going out, then I'd probably be the same thing I'd be doing, just video games.
Yeah, like, I mean, none of my friends really mentioned that they were having anything really going on, so I was just like, whatever, it's cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure maybe in a few hours, maybe one of them will call me up and be like, hey, we're all going to meet up at, you know, whatever.
So,
we're going to meet up at some... Well, actually, one of my friends did. He actually did tell me that he's doing a thing, and he's like, if you want to come by, come... Because it's weird. He does the open invitation, mm-hmm. and I don't like that. We'll change topics and do this. So, mm-hmm. my friend, he has a house, and he's got a roommate who's we all know each other. We all were in the same crowd, so I know his roommate. I know him. I've known him since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and he's always said, "Just come over. Like, if I'm home, just come on over. And if his roommate John's home, he's like, just come over. Like, whatever."
Right, hang out.
You have an open invitation to come over whenever you want.
Right.
I don't like that. I really don't like the open invitation because I'm always thinking in the back of my head, like, I'm going to show up the one time he might be in the middle of something. Or he's got his lady over, or, like, mm-hmm. John's got his lady over, or, like, and I'm like, nope. So I'm always like, nah, he has to make sure, I have to, like, either
have force, set plan.
Yeah, I have to either force the issue to set a plan, or he has to tell me directly. So
right.
instead, what he did is he put a thing on Facebook and was like, hey, listen, if you don't have anywhere to be, come here. Or if you don't want to pay cover charges at a bar, come here. Come hang out. He's like, and the way he like phrased it was, if I've ever spoken to you at all in person, you're invited.
Right.
And that is the type of person he is, but I hate it because in the back of my mind, I'm like thinking, I shouldn't show up. Because if I show up unannounced, like, I don't want to be that guy. Obviously,
right.
It's New Year's Eve. He's throwing a party. I know he's throwing a party.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, and he, this is awesome. He's that kind. This is, he's just that type of guy. He had a party for celebrating Prohibition, and he like sent me like an old style typewriter typed up card as an invitation that was like on the 20th whatever of November when or whatever day it was, like when Prohibition was repealed. You know, ye all will celebrate and dress up in your finest attire circa that time period.
Awesome.
And they had this whole like theme party, and it's, you know, that's just, he just, but again, he's that type, just show up, you know, because and of course if you say, oh, I, you know, I knew you were doing something, but I didn't think it was a good idea to just show up unannounced, he'd be like upset by that. He'd be like, no, you can show up whenever you want,
right? Yeah, but, like, that's how my friends are, but it's like, just let me know if something's going on. I'll come over.
That's
otherwise,
the thing, because I'm just like, I always feel like I'm going to show up when like he's got his like girlfriend over or something.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, I don't want to, and then I feel bad because I'll either, there's two things that are going to happen. I'm going to leave, and he's going to maybe feel bad, or he's going to allow me to stay and change his plans, and then I'm going to feel bad.
Like, right.
There's no
yeah.
winner. There's no winners. And then, you know, there's obviously the part where he just doesn't matter. Like, and maybe his girlfriend, I've never met her, but maybe she's as open about it, and she's just like, whatever, just come on in, hang out, like grab a beer, whatever. Yeah.
Or she invites a friend over for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you know, it is what it is.
I get it. I get it. I understand.
That's me. So I could call him up and be like, hey, you doing a thing? Like, because I... Right. The easiest way would call and be like, hey, do you need me to bring something?
Right, yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh, you're coming tonight. Perfect. Yeah, hey, if you don't mind, grab a bag of ice. Or, you know, this is what I have.
Cups, something, whatever.
Right, because, well, that's the thing. Like, he knows I'm not a beer drinker. So he'd probably say, hey, listen, I know you're not a beer drinker, but we have this, this, and this. If you want anything else, just feel free to bring it, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, because I'm sure he'd be the type to mark a bottle and be like, no, this is for him because he doesn't drink beer. And pretty much most of the people that are going to be there, I know, because it's all like, you know, it would be mostly like childhood friends that I just don't talk to anymore. Because I've known him since grade school.
Oh.
And most of his friends, we all kind of grew, like, we all kind of met up again in high school. Mm-hmm. And then, so I know a lot of his external friends from, like, because I went to a private high school. He went to a different high school that was also private. Like, neither of us went to the public school. We all have interconnecting friends from, like, from the public school kids we grew up with to the kids we met in high school to the kids he met in high school to the kids that went to that still went to public school.
It's just the circle of...
Yeah, it's like a big network. It's, you know, it's a, just a giant network of friends. Sure, but because we all kind of reconnected through our high school years, we all know each other, so, you know, there might be a bunch of people I don't know, but for the most part, they're going to mention a name, and I'll be like, oh, Mike's mentioned you, or, oh, yeah, you're John's friend, you know.
Yeah.
You went to this school? Oh, I went to this school. Oh, you know so-and-so? I know so-and-so. The usual. Right. You know, the usual mingling.
Mm-hmm.
But I really just don't like to drink, so I'm just like, meh. And I know you can go to parties and not drink, it's just...
Oh, well, yeah.
It's just whatever. It's just...
awkward being, well, yeah, because a buddy of mine, he comes to parties, he's not a drinker, and he still has a pretty good time.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I've gone, and I've had a good time. I just, my other thing is, New Year's, when you're single, no thanks. I don't want to be that guy. At the party.
That's true.
Be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, there's always that off chance. That's
right,
like,
that
oh,
is.
Okay.
Right.
Girl comes up to you, she's like, well, I don't have anyone here, you don't have anyone here, so let's hang out, whatever.
Right. That's true. It's true that, true that. For reals. But, it's just, it's, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like some in real life stuff, some recapping 2014 games and Lizard Squad DDoS nonsense. Still don't understand how they're not going to get bagged for this.
You would think, yeah.
I don't know, I just, one of those times where, like, the logical part of my brain is like, how is this even a thing?
Right.
Like, you're admitting to committing illegal acts, and you identified yourself. Okay, step two is going to jail, or whatever punishment. Because I can't imagine Sony's thrilled, because this has to cost this has to cost them money. It has to cost Microsoft money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I expect anything. I don't expect any you know, restitution on my end. I don't expect Sony to be like, hey, we were down for 4 days of Christmas. Here's, like, $10. Like, I don't expect that. Right. If they threw in an extra two games or an extra game during the instant collection for next month, I'd be like, nice. But I'm already getting First Light and the Swapper, and there's a couple other games that are... next month's actually going to be really good. Because the Swapper I played is really good. I have it. And then First Light's really good. So, yep. I don't know. I don't, like... the people who are, like, saying, like, they should be owed...
Yeah, money, like, you don't, all that stuff. Like, they don't owe you anything.
Yeah, it's like, it's 4 days. So, like, you're talking about, like, a whopping, like, dollar and change, if that, because it's 50 bucks a year, so it's like, it's pennies per day.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you really wanted to be reimbursed for the 4 days you missed, it's like 60, it's like 65 cents.
Right.
It's like, they deposited 99 cents in your wallet on the PSN, like, you'd be upset. You'd be like, that's not enough. And I'd be like, that's actually, like, twice what you ate in days, in the value of the day. And not to mention, you could still play single-player games, and you could still play Netflix or Amazon. It's not like those streaming services didn't work. Yeah, games like Destiny, where it's an entirely online experience,
didn't totally work
because it uses the PSN to log in. So if you can't log into PSN, you can't play. But, again, you can't... I can't blame Sony for being DDoS'd.
Right.
So it's like, go after Blizzard Squad for your, like, $1.15 or... 65 cents, whatever, you know, whatever dollar amount you want to put on it. Like, it's not worth a year of PS Plus. It's not worth 3 months of PS Plus. It's not worth a month of PS Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, at best, it's like worth $5.
Right. But it's my thing.
It's just,
yeah,
like, whatever.
If you were worried about playing games during the holidays, then there's something wrong.
Right.
And then, well, unless you hate your family, then whatever. But
right. there was a kid who called the police in Florida.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's going on with that? This is 911. What's your emergency?
Yeah,
like, really? It's not the first time that I recall that happening, where, like, people called the police because, like, something didn't work. It was no different than, like, the person who called the police because, like, Burger King got her order wrong.
Wow.
And she, like, wanted them to fix it.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. It's like, really? This is what we're dealing with?
Pathetic.
But it's just, it's like, whatever. You know, the only people who I think get a really unfair shake were the people who put, like, their bank accounts in the zeros so they could buy, like, a PS4 or an Xbox One or, like, a Wii U for their kids, right?
You know, right,
the people
who
don't, the people who didn't have two nickels to rub together, who bought this expensive thing with a game and maybe with Xbox Live or PS Plus, whatever.
Right, just so their kids could play
and
whatever.
Then, like, their kids can't immediately use it. You know, can't even update the console, maybe can't download the free games that came with it if it was a digital voucher. And in that sense, you would be completely screwed. Because it's like, you get your PS4 on Christmas Day, you know, you open it up, it's 8 in the morning, 10 in the morning, whatever, you're excited, you're ripping open the thing, you're like, ah, PS4, ah, Xbox One, ah, what, you know, whatever, I don't know, a fucking 10-year-old's reaction would be to opening it.
But, yeah.
And then they, you know, they plug it all in, and they get it fired up, and then it's like, connect to PSN to set up your PSN account, and you can't.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's... And then it's like, oh, here's the voucher code for The Last of Us, or for Destiny, or for Little Big Planet, or for whatever game that, you know, you got, and you can't download the game.
Right.
So it's like, your parents got you this thing with a download voucher, and unbeknownst to them, and unbeknownst to anybody, you weren't going to be able to even access the network at all. So it's like, unless you had a physical game, you wouldn't necessarily be able to play anything.
It's true.
And that's complete BS, and I feel bad for those people. I still don't think they're entitled to, like, a ton of stuff, but I think in the grand scheme of things, those people got screwed the worst, because if you had a console for at least a week, you probably have your games downloaded and stuff on the system that you could play while you were disconnected from PSN. You know, the people who literally just got them on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or, you know, maybe the day after Christmas, whatever... These people couldn't even set it up at all, and maybe couldn't download their games. That part's totally unfair.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the worst. That is the worst.
So.
Yeah, because I think my buddy, either he or their mom got their little brother Destiny for PS3, and they didn't know that you had to be connected to the internet for it to work. I mean, this is after, I think this is after the outrage, maybe, I don't remember, but.
Right, because it's all playing Destiny online.
But, like, yeah, I guess they don't have internet at home at all. He was like, well, he can't play the campaign. I'm like, nope, you completely need the internet. And he's like, oh, well, we didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but that's not even, you know, that's nobody's fault on that one.
Right, no, yeah.
Because, who's not expecting to be able to play, like, a game you bought, a disc? It's like, the game's on a disc, but I can't play it at all unless I'm connected to the internet. You know, that.
I think that's kind of what's ridiculous about games like Destiny, though, is there should be some kind of straight single-player offline component. So if you don't have internet, you know, or you don't have PSN or whatever, that you could still play it.
Right. It's like Drive Club. You've got driver rank and club rank. If you weren't connected to the Drive Club servers, which nobody was for, like, the first month... Right. You only earn driver skill unless you unless you were the if you were the creator of the club, you would earn club rank. But I was in somebody else's club, so for all the times, because when I finally was able to get connected, I joined a club. But then anytime I was disconnected, I didn't earn club rank. I only earned driver rank, which is fine because I can still play the tour mode. I can still play and earn the tour mode challenges and complete all that stuff and unlock cars. But, like, there were certain cars you couldn't unlock because you had to have a certain club rank.
Really?
So even though I was in a club and it knew the last time I connected the club rank was, you know, 17 or whatever it was, I couldn't access the club ranked cars that I had unlocked unless I was connected to the Drive Club servers.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so, like, basically it was, like, the best car in each category you couldn't access because it was, like, if there were, like, five cars in the category, the first four you unlocked with driver rank, and then the fifth was unlocked by club rank.
Wow.
So if you weren't connected to PSN, maybe it was just a weird thing on my end, but if I wasn't connected to the Drive Club servers, I couldn't access club rank cars.
Oh, jeez.
Even though it knew I was in a club, because I could go look at it, it just wouldn't update anything, and it couldn't update the score.
Right, because it wasn't connected to the... Yeah.
So, in that sense, I see how you could have two separate things. And that, it's totally a bummer, too, because, you could earn a real lot of experience for driver rank and club rank, but not be able to earn the club rank. And the second you reconnect, it doesn't just apply the club rank, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So that part kind of stinks. But it's pretty whatever. Much, yeah. You're still earning driver rank, which gives you some reward. But, if you were really trying to earn club rank, because there are perks to having a high club rank, like there's a trophy, there's a couple trophies for club rank, plus those cars that you get access to. So I can see that being a thing. But yeah, Destiny needing, Destiny having an offline mode. But I can understand why...
Right. The way the game works. Especially in an MMO and all that.
Right. And obviously, like, there would be no way for public events to spawn because there'd be no connectivity. So it's like patrol missions might not even refresh because maybe even the patrol missions when they show up on the beacons is not necessarily, like, just random generator. It could be an online thing. Which would still... I mean, it's still a random generator, but...
Yeah.
But you could still, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to just play the story missions. The difference would be that when you start a story mission, there won't be random blue name people in the area that in the instance you're in because they wouldn't be able to connect to your game. Which is, fine. And again, same thing, no public events, whatever.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, because...
But I feel like it wouldn't prevent me from playing the game.
Right, no, exactly, yeah.
Except maybe they would think that, like, some missions you can't do solo, but I bet you most of the missions you could probably do solo.
Oh, yeah. So you just don't set it to hardest mode or whatever.
Right. And eventually you're still earning experience even if you can't complete a mission, so it's still better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because the option currently is literally nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Totally a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, 1 hour and 14 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a lot to cover, though. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Scheduling and some other nonsense going on. Mm-hmm. Earl stuff.
Yep.
In real life.
You aren't updated on that.
God. But, do you have any shout-outs? End of the year shout-outs. You can shout out anyone shout-outs. You want. Doesn't even have to be somebody we talked about today.
Right?
I have a bunch, but...
I can't think of anything on the top of my head. I was going to just say everybody.
Right?
Be that guy, just everybody. Yeah. Everyone shout out.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, because I was gonna shout out, obviously, I'll shout out Radio PlayStation. That's the other website that I write and live stream and do other gaming-related stuff. So right. that one's, you know, that's a good shout out. Their Twitter is at itsradiops.
Yep.
Sarah, I'm going to shout out Sarah. At that's Sarah Joy, game. Because Sarah is the reason that the Disconnected Gamers podcast exists. You know, she really pushed for us to do this because we mentioned it. We said we wanted to do a podcast. You know, we were trying to figure it out, and then she helped us. And her and Dave, Dave is at Ziggy Ziggs, and Dave and Sarah do the. They run a website called The Geek Mates, and they also do the PvP podcast, which is at PvP. Podcaster at the PvP podcast. It'll be in the notes on the website.
Which y'all better all read and listen and check out.
I will. My resolution for 2015 is to get the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah. Right?
I will. I'll figure it out. I do actually. I think I have it figured out, but when I submitted it, I think I submitted it wrong. Because I have to do it through my iTunes account. Mm-hmm. Or I don't have to, but creating a second iTunes account would be a pain in the butt. And I think I submitted it wrong, because it came back as, like, not complete. So whatever. So we're close. We're really close this time.
Getting there.
But yeah, so I'm going to shout out Sarah and Dave and then their podcast, the PvP podcast. I'm going to shout out Ness, who her Twitter handle is at PaperByTheTon. Ness actually is a... listener of the PvP podcast, and she's a good friend of Sarah and Dave's and mine, because I got to meet her at PAX PAX East the beginning of this year, and Ness has been really helpful because she actually she's an editor Joystick or N Joystick.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. Yeah. So she I have chatted with her a bit about industry stuff and making sure that like reviews and like the kind of the way that I approach my stuff would be in a you know more industrial sense, because obviously like me and you are the two editors, like, so there's no like I don't know, you know, but just more for like kind of doing things the way that they should be done. She's been super helpful about either approaching industry people for assistance or the fact that she's provided assistance. So thank you, Ness. You're awesome. And yes.
You are the winner.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have helped me kind of do this stuff.
Right?
So, I'm going to shout out you, my boy Mike.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's my shout out. That's my shout out to you, that's right? You take the easy way out. Shout out to my boy.
Right. So, I think that's a good list of people, because that's a good list of people that have directly helped with with putting a lot of this stuff together.
Put some influence in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's it. Have we covered everything?
For the most part, yeah. All
right.
Work on the next year, the new incoming year.
The new incoming year, right?
Cover
counting down. Counting down to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that'll do it for episode 7 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. We wish you a happy new year.
Yes.
We will see you in 2015.
Yep.
Maybe not bigger and better than ever, but still here.
We'll work on
perhaps.
It.
We're working on it. Yeah. But I think that'll do it. So we will catch you
on the flip.